Hello, this is a trip report for Tijuana, Mexico, Zona Norte, for Saturday, October 20th. It was the 20th, wasn't it? I managed to get to Tijuana for the second time in my life. The first time was just after the World Trade Center explosions in September, and at that time, the main clubs were pretty dead. Due to the lack of gringos. This time, it was a lot different. It was a lot busier at the main clubs. Both Chicago Club and Adelitas were really packed Saturday night. So packed that I didn't stay there because I don't like big crowds, and with so many men around, you can't even see the women. So I spent my time at other places, ogling street girls and also at the bar Tropical. As this was my second trip to Tijuana, I decided to do something different. I only had a few hours. I had about 4 hours that I could get away with discreetly on my own. So I decided to take a step forward from my last trip to Tijuana. Then I visited two nights and had one girl each night. My plan for this night was to come to Tijuana, have a girl early on once I got there, then relax, have dinner, watch a strip show, and get my shoes shined, and then have a girl, the main event, later on at night before returning to cross the border. You know, it worked out pretty much as planned. I had two street girls Saturday night. As like I said, both the clubs are pretty packed, Adelita's and Chicago Club, and that's not really my scene. Let's see, the first girl I had was named Yolanda. Cute little face, but pretty short, probably only about 4'11", 4'10". Had a kind of a funny nose. But she was available, and, well, I guess they're all available. But she had a good attitude, and we did the deed. It was $30 for everything, sin ropa, without clothes. And I was happy with that. I then took a break and ate some food, got my shoes signed, and wandered around, looked at some of the strip shows at Chicago Club and Adelita's, and, you know, did a little dancing at Bar Tropical. A few hours later, I tried to find my main event. I really couldn't find anybody I really liked at Bar Tropical, except for Yuvia, the tall blonde, but she seemed pretty distracted. I don't even think she had any dates that night. Seems more intent on just hanging out with the guys and the girl and her girlfriends rather than making money. As for the street girls, I propositioned a lot, maybe 10. Trying to figure out the best prices and what I can get. And the only girls I propositioned were girls that I really wanted to fuck. And but interestingly, out of 10, 7 told me that they did not do blowjobs. I'd say fucky sucky, and they'd say fucky no sucky. Which, you know, it's still quite a surprise to me, since I don't have any problem in the States getting a blowjob. So, but my wait was worth it after having asked several girls. I came across a girl. Her name was Isabel, or Isabella. I'm not sure which, but she is cute, really good looking, slender, slim body, long hair, very pretty face, and she was everything. For $40 and $5 for the room. And we had to go into overtime because I was just enjoying myself so much. So it was a half hour, so it was $10 for the room and $60 for her. And she's someone I'd highly recommend. I'm sure she's been reviewed on the board, and I want to add my second to all those approvals. My second visit to Tijuana was different in other respects as well. I had more time to look at other things besides the girls. For example, this time I noticed the the guys that say the boyfriends, the novios of the girls, sometimes they're big daddies or they're pimps and stuff like that. I had noticed these men before, but here they were. I saw quite a few, and a little surprising. I was a little taken back by that. I kind of thought of the girls as freelancers on their own, trying to make their way through life, trying to raise a kid. But here I saw that, just like in the States, they had some low-life in the background taking their money. So that was kind of a drag. But I enjoyed my second trip. Like I said, I had a plan to get laid twice in about 4 hours, and it worked fine. I have some questions about... My Spanish is not very good. I'd really like to learn a little... What exactly should I say at the end of a session? Should I say, like, good luck for the rest of the night? Nice to have met you. I need a good finishing line. Well, I'll work on that for my next trip. I'm hoping to work in a trip to Tijuana. Every 6 weeks or so. That's about as much as I can sneak away from the relations. So, for Saturday, October 20th, it was a busy night in the Zona Norte. A lot of gringos, a lot of girls. Adelita's was really packed and hopping. I mean, there was just a huge crowd just standing around watching all the girls come go up and down the stairs for their dates. Maybe it's back to normal. You guys would know better than me. I've only been there twice, but it sure was packed to me. And I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.